This is News and Notes. I'm Cheryl Corley. So, as Sarah Palin and Joe Biden get ready to step into the ring for their one and only debate tonight, what goes on behind the scenes to get candidates into top verbal sparring shape? Well, joining me now is Laura Schwartz. She's an independent political commentator and a former special assistant to President Bill Clinton. Hi, Laura.
Hello. It's an exciting night here in St. Louis, Missouri.
I can imagine. Let me stress that you are an independent political commentator now, not an advocate for any party.
But that is correct.
Okay. You have been witness to debate preparation sessions, however. So when does the work really start for these events?
Well, I tell you, it's something that's ongoing from the very start of the general election, because the best way to debate effectively is to know what your opponent is going to say.
Uh-huh.
So everyone in each campaign has been paying attention to the interviews the other opponent has been giving, the speeches that they have been making. And about a month ago, they start compiling a briefing book. This is about 4 inches thick. It has tabs covering every issue, everything that the campaign has put out on it, everything your opponent has said about it. And it's a way to get you briefed on all the issues. As you know, tonight, 90 minutes. Everything's on the table.
Yeah. So what are the key points a debate prep team likes to address right away? I was wondering if there was like a set list or does it really depend on the candidate and the race?
Well, hands down, no matter the juxtaposition of your candidate or the charisma they may or may not have, it always comes down to two things, and that's the verbals and the nonverbals. So starting with the nonverbal, you've got to make sure that your candidate is ready to stand 90 minutes under hot, bright lights answering intense questions. So what they do, and this is how they did it with the Joe Biden team in Delaware this week, they take a hotel ballroom, they actually put in a stage two lecterns the same height as they will be that night. You've got your sparring partner playing the position of the opponent, and you're there under the lights, and you go for 90 minutes at a time, so you're in top form. Sarah Palin's been out at John McCain's ranch in Sedona, Arizona, and actually during her debate prep outside, but they still have those lecterns. And, you know, the sun's pretty hot up there as well.
So they're trying to get into the zone for this debate. So how much of a focus is there on like, really physical things, like how a person speaks, the way he or she stands, those sorts of things?
They will want to work on cadence. You know, the response time of which you take, it's set out by the Commission on Presidential Debates. Each candidate will have 90 seconds to answer the first question. So they're going to want to make sure that you get the points down within those 90 seconds, and you can pretty much see what the topics are going to be. They want to talk about hand gestures. When do you relate to the camera in front of you versus your opponent? Now, for those first 90 seconds that each of them have, you'll see them looking right into that camera, talking to the voter in their living room. Then they've got 90 seconds to talk to each other. Now, last weekend, John McCain came under a lot of fire for never really looking at Barack Obama during the conversation piece. So I think you will see Sarah Palin and Joe Biden looking towards each other for that. Well, and so they'll work on that, as well as the fact that, you know, you don't want to invade the other's face. You have your area at the lectern for a reason. So you're never really going to see Joe Biden or Sarah Palin wandering out of that space.
Now, Sarah Palin, as a politician, of course, has debated before. The stakes are much higher tonight, though. So what extra measures do you think have been taken to get her ready?
Well, I think they've looked at her past interview performances, and they want to keep her away from what I call the ramble. Now, she has a way of answering questions. Sometimes you're not sure if it's because she's not positive on the issue substance, or if she's just trying to pack a lot of information in. Two very easy, you know, potholes to step into. I think they're going to try to keep her crisp, maybe use one or two examples per solution that the McCain team is proposing to the issue at hand, so that she keeps command of that question. When you look at those two dozen debates she did leading up to the gubernatorial race in Alaska in 06, she does have a pattern of continuing to speak about a subject and using her full time. They may want to bring her back a little bit on that tonight.
I expect you think that Joe Biden will be much briefer in his answers?
Well, he was put to the test earlier this primary debate season when a debate hosted by Brian Williams brought up how verbose, how long-winded, how drawn out Joe Biden can be. And Brian Williams asked if he agreed with that assessment, and Joe Biden simply answered, yes. So that tells us that Joe Biden himself is aware of his problem, and that makes it easier to try to fix. something you can be sure they've been working hard at.
And that was Laura Schwartz, independent political commentator and former special assistant to President Clinton. She joined us by phone in St. Louis.